He calls them by name and they know his voice and they follow him. You know what is the definition of insanity, right? You've heard that definition of insanity. Is to keep on doing what you've always done and expect different results. Keep on doing what you've always done and expect different results. For example, if you're at home right now and you keep on getting into an argument with your spouse over the same thing, about the same way. And yet you ask the same questions and you continue to ask and get the same response. It's sort of insane to think that you're going to get a different response when you say the same thing and do the same thing. So, now I know that may be a petty example, but in fact, we do this in our lives all the time. We do the same thing over and over again, and somehow, like, we're surprised that our life doesn't change. We behave the same way towards the same people, and they behave back the same way, and we're like shocked. Well, the challenge is we have to find a way, first of all, to open our hearts to change, number one, and then find a way that actually then encourages, or if you would, methodically gives us a path for change. Well, the good news is today's gospel gives us that very path. In today's gospel, we watch it. There are a four step movement here that calls us to transformational change in our life. It's not transactional change here. This is about changing our life to where we will receive more abundant life. That's what Jesus' call to action is. But let's look at the four steps carefully. I'll name them and then I'm going to step us through them. First one is the gatekeeper opens the gate. The second one, he calls us sheep by name. And then he leads the sheep out in front of them. And then they follow. Those are the four steps. Now let's just walk through those four steps because each of these are really important. So the gate, he opens the gate for the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper opens the gate. If Jesus is a shepherd, then one might ask, who is the gatekeeper? And it's a great question. It's been pondered by many over the years. I think the best answer was given by St. Augustine many years ago. And he believes the gatekeeper is the Holy Spirit. And what does the Holy Spirit do in our life? You see, the Holy Spirit does is it opens up our heart. Open up our mind to change. Like if we keep on getting into, like, for example, an argument with our spouse, it's not going to be because it's going to be some movement of the Holy Spirit is going to cause us to do a change. And it's not just a transactional change. I want this, so I do that. But a transformational change. And so allowing the gatekeeper to open up our heart is the critical first step for any movement on this path of discipleship. So the first is the gatekeeper opens up, the Holy Spirit opens up our heart and allows for Christ Jesus to enter. Now we must allow our heart to be open. It won't open. It's an invitation by the Holy Spirit, not a demand and not even a threat. It's just an invitation. So if we open up our heart and our mind, then we then invite in. Then Christ enters the fold. Now he calls us by name. Now this is so critical because I think so many of us believe that this is not true. And I want to tell you it is true that Jesus knows us by name. He doesn't say, hey, disciple, hey, you come and follow me. Hey, sheep, come. He doesn't. He calls us each by name. Hey, Edgar. Hey, Brendan. Hey, Penny. Hey, Jed. Hey, John. Hey, Mary. Hey, Ruben, come follow me. And we hear that voice is a personal call to us. Now, I can't emphasize how important this is. That in itself is transformational. Because we believe then that Jesus knows us by name. It's a personal relationship. And that is so incredible. That if once our heart is open to that and we hear our name get called, it melts our sins. It melts all inhibitions of fear. We hear us, and it's when we're called by name, something changes in our heart. And then the next step is critical. Jesus leads us. We don't lead Jesus. We don't tell Jesus where we want to go. We listen to where Jesus asks us to go. Now, it's sometimes oversimplified, or we overstep this. And we think that's what, oh yeah, of course. No. We have to wait for where Jesus wants us to go. And sometimes that call is wonderful. We hear his voice and we go where we actually truly want to go. But then there are other times when Jesus calls us by name and he takes us to where, well, at that moment, if we're honest, we don't really want to go. But because we love our Jesus and because we trust our shepherd, we go even though we can't even fully understand where we go. And in this moment, this is the beauty of the trust between the shepherd and the sheep. The shepherd will never lead us to wrong pastures, ever. So if we trust his voice, then we will follow him. And that's what he says here in the scripture, that they know his voice and they will only follow his voice. So therefore, we must remember to follow Christ's voice. And then we take the last step. We follow. Now, again, I want to oversimplify that. That sounds so straightforward and it sounds like something we do. But it's really hard to do. Because often we don't see where Christ is leading us. And we have to follow the voice of the one who leads us. Not knowing exactly where that is. It's powerful when it works together. So now how does this all then work for us together in our life? Well, look, maybe there is something in your life that requires right now a transformational change. Not just some sort of transactional change, but a complete overhaul. Maybe the Lord is asking you with the gift of the Holy Spirit is to open up your heart to a new way of being. It doesn't matter whether we're young or whether we're old. The Lord is constantly calling us to new growth. Constantly drawing us to transformational. Remember the last words of this gospel? He wants us to live life fully, holy, abundantly. And as the Pope would say, abundantly means joyfully. We are called to be full of life. Now, let's not skip any of these steps. Be very careful that there are other false voices, other shepherds out there who will try to get us to lead them. And they will not take us to good pastures. So listen to Jesus Christ in your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit to open your heart and to really listen for your name. That's all you have to listen to, is for your name. And when you hear Christ call you in your heart, and that will come through scripture, and then we must discern and listen carefully. Is that the voice of Christ that draws me forth? And then we come and we let him lead and we will follow. It is a path, a guaranteed path of sanity, of beauty, and of transformational change. And believe me, the change that you would wish you had. So today, let us take the breath, this first step. Open our hearts. Let the Holy Spirit guide us to Christ's voice. Let him lead, and we will follow.